Good evening, everyone. Welcome to WCRI's presentation of the Music Festival Series. This week, we are representing the Newport Music Festival, and we have a very special guest in studio with us. She is the president of the board of directors of the festival. Diane Hurley is here. Welcome back, Diane.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful, the coverage that you give the Newport Music Festival. We really appreciate it.
Well, we're very, very happy to help. It's a wonderful event for those of you that, the two or three of you out of the millions out there that might not be familiar with the Newport Music Festival. Runs a couple weeks in July with lots and lots of events. Actually, Diane, you have some specifics. There's over 50 concerts, right? Tell us about.
Well, this is Newport Music Festival's 45th season, and it will be one to remember with 62 chamber music concerts in 11 different locations featuring over 80 artists from 18 countries. It's one of the most ambitious festivals ever, with music ranging from Bach to Brubeck.
Wow, and we're going to throw in a little Brahms along with Bach and Brubeck today, so we'll have the three Bs.
The three Bs, yeah. The Brahms is a favorite of mine. I did bring the CD along. Thank you.
All right, great. We'll play some of that music in a few moments, but a little bit more about the festival. And for those of you that recognize the name Diane Hurley, other than the fact that she was here with us last year talking about the festival, she is also the, I'm not sure your exact title, at Newport Grand.
CEO
of Newport Grand. And we'll be talking about the event going to be held there on Monday, July 22nd. We'll get into that a little bit further later in the program. But you know the name Diane Hurley from lots of things. She's been on, as we talked off air, just about every board of directors from all kinds of different charitable organizations, and one that you're still involved with that we're going to talk about later, the 250th anniversary of Truro Synagogue, right?
That is correct.
So you went from being a good Catholic girl to being involved with the...
I'm actually on the board of the Truro Synagogue Foundation. Mm-hmm. It is the oversight foundation, if you will. There's also the congregation. It's an Orthodox congregation.
Sure.
I'm not a member of the congregation. Okay. I am a good little Catholic girl, as you suggest, but it has just been incredible to be involved with Truro.
Well, it's a wonderful tradition is there, the oldest synagogue in the country, and we'll talk more about that, as I said, a little bit later. Let's get to a piece of music. Diane has selected a CD out of her collection that is great piano music, and this is an artist called Helene, is it Grimond?
I believe so.
Okay, we'll go with Helene Grimond. She's not here to correct us. And she is a pianist. This is a recording from, maybe 15 years ago or so, Brahms music, and that's what we'll be listening to today. And so we'll take a break and listen to some of that and come back and talk more with Diane Hurley about the Newport Music Festival. beautiful music that Diane has brought for us, a little Brahms piano music, will get everybody in a good mood. And right now, let's go to Monday, July 22nd, when at 10:30 at night, 10:30 in the evening, will be the event at Newport Grand. A little bit unusual time, so we want to make sure everybody understands that. There are so many concerts going on. There's something all day long. There's a concert that starts at 11 a.m. at Blythewald on the 22nd, then another one at 4 o'clock at the Casino Theater, and then another one at 8 o'clock at the Casino Theater, and then A Little Night Music is the great title for this. It's going to be at Newport Grand, and Diane, tell us about who's going to be performing there.
Well, we're going to have Tasman Little, and this will be a debut in the festival this year.
This is her first time.
The violin, and Kevin Fitzgerald will be the pianist. Kevin Fitzgerald and his wife Bernadine Blaha have been performing at the Newport Music Festival since the early 1990s. They're just unbelievable performers and become part of the family, mm-hmm. Which is what happens at the festival between the musicians and the attendees, because the settings are intimate enough, and during intermissions you get the wonderful opportunity to meet and greet and talk and get to know, so it truly becomes a family.
That's great, and we don't want to mislead anyone with the Newport Grand Event Center name. This is not a 10,000-seat arena or something like that. This is a great place for this music. It's upstairs as you go into the casino, and it's a nice size. It's going to be a cabaret style. There's even going to be a buffet.
Yes, there is.
It's great. So a little night music with a buffet and a great space. Last year I had the privilege of being there and listening, and it's just a great space for this kind of music.
Yes, we actually had a concert in May. There's three incredible artists, Luigi Piovano, a cellist, Bernadine Blaha, I mentioned, a pianist, and Livia Sohn, and they have formed Latitude 41, and actually they're going to perform at the music festival as Latitude 41, but in May they performed at Newport Grand, and it was just an incredible, incredible performance, and I was so pleased. I talked with them. They loved the format. The acoustics are amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's a great spot for that. So that's going to be July 22nd at 10:30 in the evening at Newport Grand. And as we said, includes a buffet and a beverage. So what a deal. Check that out. And we'll give you the website and all the information about how to get tickets for these events as we go along, but right now we're going to listen to a little more Brahms music, and we will listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival and Diane Hurley. Welcome back to WCRI's Music Festival Series, presenting this week the Newport Music Festival. And with us is special guest Diane Hurley. I'm your host, Mike Mano, and we're talking about all the events that are going to happen in the Newport Music Festival Series, which is their 45th season. And if you'd like information, you can easily get it by going online to newportmusic.org, or you can call 401-849-0700 and get information, everything you want to know, because it is, there is a lot of details, Diane. This is amazing. 62 concerts.
This year, a festival is opening with a choral concert at the Portsmouth Abbey School on July 10th. There's a six-concert Verdi Wagner series in honor of their dual bicentennials. And then we will broaden our musical menu to embrace programs of ragtime, tango, and klezmer. Plus, we will expand our roster of unique venues to include Toro Synagogue in celebration of its 250th anniversary and the auditorium of CCRI in Newport.
Wow, and there'll be concerts at the as usual at the Mansions and at the new Casino Theater, as well as Newport Grand.
And that's I believe it was last year that we expanded to Blythewald, and we will be doing that again in Bristol, Rhode Island. And that's a beautiful venue.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is a great spot. And it's always great to get out and support these concerts, and you'll be amazed at the talent of the artists. I know last year when I was able to catch several of the concerts, each time you keep thinking, well, it can't be any better, and it seems like it always tops itself. And I know you mentioned earlier about the family atmosphere that you have with the performers, and you talked about Latitude 41 and so forth, and how they've become kind of, you get to see them year after year, and as you mentioned, some of them since the 90s have been coming back again and again, right?
And some even before that. It's, with 45 years, I'm not sure that anyone has been there all the 45, but there's several in the 40s.
I'll bet you we have some listeners right now that are turning to each other and say, well, I've been going for 45 years. So I'm sure there's
great.
Someone out there. There's always someone that is able to maintain. So make sure you catch the concerts. We'll give you more details about what's coming up. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a special event that's coming on August 18th. But right now, we're going to go back to some more of the piano music that Diane has brought with her. A little Brahms for you.
Thank you.
Diane, at the top of the show, we talked about an event that is coming up on August 18th. But before we get there, I want to just mention that off air during this last piece, Diane and I were talking, and you came up with a great line. You talked about having all the volunteers at Newport Grand and hosting them, and so they could a little thank you for them. But the line you came up with was one that your father told you about. I said, well, that was very nice of you to host everyone. I said, of course, they get their free concerts by being volunteers. But you said that your father told you about what?
A win-win. If you can't have a win-win, in the case of the volunteers volunteering, helping the festival, and then they're getting a concert, if someone has to lose, then you don't have a win at all. It has to be a win-win.
That's excellent. And Newport Grand certainly has been doing its part to help out the festival, and you personally, a lot of different boards, as we mentioned, probably too many to go through all of them, but one that you're proud of is the August 18th event. And tell us about this.
Yes, I am on the board of the Toro Synagogue Foundation. There's the Orthodox congregation, but then there's an oversight foundation, and I am on the board. And I'm also chairing the 250th celebration of the start of Toro Synagogue. And on August 18th, which is a Sunday, we will be celebrating the George Washington letter reading, which we do every year, and we're having Supreme Court Justice Kagan as our keynote speaker. And basically, the George Washington letter reading celebrates religious freedom, because George Washington visited Newport shortly after he became president. And he visited Newport, and the Satius wrote a letter from Torah Synagogue to him congratulating him and saying, oh, by the way, is there going to be religious freedom? There was no Bill of Rights yet. So the Constitution did not guarantee religious freedom. And the response by George Washington, which I can't quote, basically said, don't worry, there will be.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's great that you keep the history going and reading that letter. And Newport certainly has a lot of history, and this is a part of it. Glad that's continuing to go on. All right, we will continue now, speaking about going on, and go back to something that's a little older than that, or about the same time, a little older than that, Brahms, and play some piano music of his.
Thank you.
we are back on WCRI's Music Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. With us is Diane Hurley. I'm Mike Maino, your host for the evening, and we are listening to Brahms piano music and talking about the Newport Music Festival, which is going to run from Wednesday, July 10th, which is a pre-festival event, all the way to Sunday, July 28th. And there's some other special things that happen during the week besides those 62 concerts, all the weeks, rather, you could say.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, it's our 45th season, and sapphire is what represents 45 years, like diamond represents 50.
Right.
So we're having a Festival Sapphire Gala on July 19th at Rosecliff that is going to be spectacular. We're going to have three children's concerts, a Mozart series, and three concerts at the beautiful Blythe Wall Mansion in Bristol, Rhode Island this year.
Excellent. So we're spreading it around. Beside the mansions in Newport and Newport Grand and CCRI, it's going to be the Casino Theater and all the way up to Blythe Wald, and that's wonderful. And if you'd like information on any of the events, you can call the box office at 401-849-0700, or you can always go to the website, which is newportmusic.org. Couldn't get any simpler than that, newportmusic.org, and you'll get to see the list of all of the events that are taking place. And it is extensive, and there's dozens and dozens of artists, and we can't name them all in this program. But I know over the years you've made some great friends, and you mentioned a few of them today in today's program, and I'm sure you have many others. There's a lot of great performers that have been there over the years, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the best friend, the one we lost just a couple of years ago, and that's Mark Malkovich. And we do miss him, and the tradition continues. His son, Mark Malkovich IV, is carrying on very, very well. But Mark III was a treasure to a lot of people, right?
Well, I called him Papa. Mm-hmm. So our relationship was, I don't know, like family. And I will say that Marky is what we always called Mark IV, mm-hmm. to distinguish him from his dad, has just stepped up to the plate and done an incredible, incredible job. And Joan, his mother, is still incredibly active in the whole process and planning. And I wouldn't even want to think about it without, you know, the two of them being there.
Right. Well, it's great that they're able to continue the tradition. And we'll always remember Mark and his great work that he did and how involved he was for all those years that he was. We still miss him. We'll miss him for a long time. Right now, we'll go back to some piano music that Diane has brought with her, a little Brahms, and then we'll come back and wrap it up with Diane Hurley and the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you.
Diane, we've talked about all the events that the Newport Music Festival is going to be putting on and all the places it's going to be, but Newport in general is just a great place, and July in Newport is certainly a world-class destination, and lots of people come here for this festival, right?
They do. You are so right. Newport is a world-class destination, and I would urge your listeners to consider a trip to Newport for the festival and all the other things that are there. We have the Tennis Hall of Fame. We have the most beautiful harbor. As you have mentioned, the mansions are beyond description. It just goes on and on.
The beaches restaurants.
Exactly. So a visit in July would be something that you would treasure forever.
And of course, a visit to Newport Grand wouldn't hurt either. So
that would be great. We have a wonderful event center where we have bands and comedy on a regular basis. A lot of fun. Great food.
And restaurants. That's right. A lot of great food there, too. So come to Newport. We do know that a lot of people listen in southern Rhode Island and eastern Connecticut and southeastern Massachusetts live on the air. But we also know that there's a lot of you listening out there worldwide. We have listeners that we've heard from in Taiwan and in Europe and all over the world. So thank you for listening. And we hope to see you in Newport in that time period between the opening festivities in July, and then again as it closes on July 28th, and the opening date is July 10th. There'll be things going on all the time in the middle there, so make sure you do that. Diane, I want to thank you for coming in again this year and bringing your knowledge of the festival.
Well, thank you again. We so appreciate, you know, the focus that you give the festival, and it is very, very much appreciated.
That's great. We're going to go out listening to some more Brahms piano music that Diane has brought with her. I'm your host, Mike Maino, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on WCRI's Music Festival Series.